After several months of strong job growth, employers hired at a slower pace in June. In its monthly report released this morning, the Labor Department said business and government added 112,000 jobs to their payrolls, and that was well below expectations. The unemployment rate remained at 5.6%. The new numbers raise questions about the strength of the economy right now, but some economists caution not to read too much into one month's data. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
It was, by any measure, a disappointing report. Although the job market grew for the 10th straight month, the number was well below what economists say is needed to keep pace with population growth. Not only were fewer jobs created in June than expected, the government also revised the numbers for April and May down slightly. Manufacturing employment declined after growing for 4 months, and the length of the average work week fell. Asha Bangalore is an economist at Northern Trust Company.
The fact is, across the board, it was weak. It was very soft growth in employment in June. There is no hiding behind that.
The weaker-than-expected report came as no surprise to Diana Brown, who showed up this morning at an unemployment assistance center run by the New York State Labor Department. Brown was laid off a month ago from her job as a receptionist at a doctor's office.
It hurts me to say this, but I know a lot of people are looking for work and can't find work, no matter what the papers say, no matter what all the statistics are.
This morning's jobs report isn't the only piece of disappointing economic news this week. There's been a drop in retail sales. The auto industry sold fewer vehicles than it expected, and the Commerce Department said today that factory orders fell in May for the second straight month. Still, the bad news comes amid many more positive economic indicators. Economists such as Mark Vittner of Wachovia Corporation today warned against drawing too many conclusions from a single month's jobs data.
I don't think that it means that the momentum in the job market has let up at all. I think that we just had the economy hit a bit of a soft spot in June, and we're likely to see a fairly sizable rebound in July.
Many economists noted that there was a drop in consumer spending during the month because of bad weather and rising fuel prices. They said that may have affected hiring. Some also pointed out that June is a notoriously difficult month for measuring employment because so many students are entering the job market. For his part, President Bush suggested that Americans need to take a long view of the economy. Since last August, payrolls have expanded every month, creating 1.5 million new jobs.
We're witnessing steady growth, and that's important. We don't need boom or bust type growth. We want just steady, consistent growth so that our fellow citizens will be able to find a job.
Eugene Fish was among those who shrugged off today's jobs report. Fish is searching for a management position. He showed up at the unemployment office in Manhattan to surf the net and look for job leads. Fish believes the economy has improved a lot more than the news media are reporting, and he says there's plenty of opportunity for those who know how to find it.
I mean, anybody can get a job if they want to. There's no question in my mind about that. But it's all a question of attitude and how you approach it, and then question of, do you have the skills to fulfill those needs?
In fact, many economists these days are optimistic about growth prospects. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal this week said they believe the economy will grow by more than 4% during the second half of this year. Still, today's jobs report is likely to make many of them go over their numbers one more time. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.